will now take up public testimony in on House Bill 1274. House Bill 1274. Is there any proponents to House Bill 1274?
You bet. Yeah, I hope mine is not as complicated as the previous two bills. My name is Mike Broderick, and I'm a state representative from District 16. Hometown is Canton. And over the, Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the Judiciary Committee, over the past several years, I've become more interested in daycare centers, child welfare centers, as a result of my attaining the grand title of grandparent, and our two children having experienced and encountered problems within daycare facilities in the states where they reside. I was asked if I would support the two bills that you have before you. We're taking up House Bill 1274, and I found this bill to be an appropriate amendment to the current statute. And in discussions prior to coming to this meeting over the last couple of days, it was brought to our attention that there would be a lot less heartburn if we would have an amendment to House Bill 1274. So I have prepared an amendment, and if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to pass that. One thing I would not want to do, and that is to cause any heartburn for the members of the Judiciary Committee. Therefore, this amendment is what it does is accomplishes the same thing that we wanted to do with the original House Bill 1274. But the word substantiated report, or the words, would be rather difficult to deal with. So with the amendment, as you can see, we would be striking a person who has a substantiated report of child abuse or neglect, and inserting a person whose name appears on the Central Registry for Child Abuse and Neglect. It's very to the point. It is what we intend to do, and it simply will say that any person whose name is on the Central Registry may not be licensed to operate a child welfare agency, may not register to operate a family daycare home, or operate an unregistered family daycare home as defined in 26.6.14.8. I will ask you to move that amendment, if you would, Mr. Chairman. And
so moved, Mr. Chairman.
The second to amend, pass the amendment 1274 JA, please. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, all in favor of amendment 1274 JA, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Mr. Chairman, that's all that I have to offer at this point. I will stand by for any questions.
Any further proponents of House Bill 1274 as amended?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Judiciary Committee. I would just want to state that I also am in agreement with 1274. I think it's a very important piece of legislation, and that's all I want to say. Thanks.
Any further proponents of House Bill 1274 as amended?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Virginia Weisler, and I am the administrator for the Office of Child Protection Services. I am here today to support House Bill 1274 in its amended form because I believe it provides protection for children. The current statute prohibits any person convicted of child abuse or a sex offense from being licensed to operate a welfare agency, from being registered to operate a family daycare home, or operate an unregistered family daycare home. House Bill 1274, in its amended form, adds individuals whose name appears on the Central Registry of Child Abuse and Neglect as another reason for prohibiting the operation in those areas. I think it's important to understand how a name is placed on the Central Registry, and with the Chair's permission, I have a handout that I would like to distribute to you.
Very well.
The handout that you have before you describes the process of how a name is placed on the Central Registry. Number one talks about the report of abuse and neglect is received by either the Department of Social Services, Child Protection, or by law enforcement alleging abuse and neglect of a child. In number two, the report is received, and once that report is received, the investigation can include interviews with the children, interviews with the parents. We may obtain medical information if there is injury to the child, other witnesses to the event, or other people who possibly have knowledge about the abuse and neglect. Once the investigation is completed, Child Protection Services must determine whether or not the facts support a substantiation of abuse and neglect as defined by statute, and that's 26-8A-2. Substantiations based on court findings meeting court adjudications involving actions against children, as well as substantiations by law enforcement. After CPS has made that determination, the individual, the parent, the caretaker, the guardian, the custodian, is notified of the decision and offered due process. The first due process is an informal review by DSS management, where the individual comes in, sits down with the DSS personnel, and gives their side of the story. At that time, the DSS person makes a decision about whether to uphold the substantiation or overturn it. If it's overturned, the substantiation is removed and the case is unsubstantiated. The individual, if the substantiation is upheld, the individual then has due process again through an administrative hearing through the department. They can also appeal that decision onto state circuit court and then on to the Supreme Court. If due process is waived, or if the final appeal results in the finding being upheld, then the person's name would be placed on the Central Registry, but only after all due process has taken place. It's important to remember that at time of substantiation, when the individual is notified, and for whatever reason they would choose not to follow due process, or to take advantage of that, and 5 years down the road they would like to work or become a foster parent, an adoptive parent, work in a child care setting, and when we would screen them for abuse and neglect and find a substantiation, they again at that time would be offered due process again. So they really have two chances for that. I think it's important to note that right now, through our administrative rules, individuals who are working in residential treatment facilities, group care centers for minors, licensed child placement agencies, licensed or registered child care providers, all foster parents, and all adoptive parents cannot hold positions if they have their name appears on the Central Registry. All of the above examples are examples of adults who are in a position of authority over children and whose primary responsibility is to provide a safe, stable, and nurturing environment for children. I believe that this is an important bill. I would not want an individual whose name appears on the central registry because of child abuse and neglect to be taking care of my children. I don't believe that you would want that for your children, your grandchildren, or any children of our state. I would appreciate your consideration of House Bill 1274 and ask that you vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents of House Bill 1274 as amended? Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Susan Randall, and I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Coalition for Children. I'm here today to ask you to support House Bill 1274, and I'm asking you to take that posture, thinking about the silent voices of the children who are not here today, who are not able to be in these corridors lobbying you, but who, by taking the action of supporting this bill, you are offering some protection to. Many of these situations are ones in which the care provider is the only adult caring for these children. There are not parents present to oversee what's going on, nor are there other adults in the care situation. So we place a great deal of responsibility upon these child care providers, and selecting the best and the most capable through their own demonstrated record over time is really what we should be striving toward. So I would urge your support of 1274.
Thank you. Any further proponents of 1274 as amended? If not, is there any opponents of House Bill 1274 as amended? Any opponents? If not, we'll allow questions of the witness by the committee. Representative Michael.
Very quickly, Ms. Wiesler. A couple of very quick questions, since you and I have dealt with this quite a bit over the last couple of years. In the screening process, in those areas where they're registered, have you been able to find that people were attempting to or were employing in registered daycare settings people who were on the central registry?
With registration or licensure of child care, that's part of the application process. So that screening takes place before they become employed in those settings.
And have you found people who actually did appear on the registry?
Yes, we have.
Even subsequent to licensure or registration?
The ones that I know of are the ones who are in the application process or applying for a job in that setting, and those are the ones who come to our attention and then are offered due process.
So it would be fair to say that the situation we have now is that we have people under the radar screen of your detection that are providing daycare that very well could be on the central registry.
That is true.
Thank you.
Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Wiesler, how long then, I understand the process if someone comes and, no, let me rephrase that. How long does a person stay on the central registry?
There is
only. How do you get off?
There's one way to remove your name from the central registry, and that is for an individual where there is a substantiation, and they come to us after 7 years. Now, if there is an adjudication of child abuse neglect or a conviction of a sex offense or child abuse, there is no removal of that name. But for a substantiation of abuse and neglect, where there was not maybe a court action, they can come in and fill out a document requesting that their case be reviewed after 7 years. And it is their, the burden is on them to demonstrate that they have changed their ways. Maybe alcohol was an issue and they have now been through treatment. They have a very strong aftercare program. They've changed their life, and they can demonstrate through their own documentation and through other references and maybe even the care that they're providing their children now. And in those particular cases, we would review that, and if everything looked fine, we could remove that name.
Representative Monroe.
Mr. Advisor, I think that another what's the time limit right now? Is 5 years or is it 7 years that their name has to be taken off the registry? They've not had any other accusations or convictions.
Their name remains on the registry unless they come to us after a seven-year period of time to request removal.
And it stays on the rest of their life?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Any further questions for any of the witnesses? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. You may state your question very briefly, please.
On page 2, Representative Broderick, on line 4, okay, if Representative Hennings over there has been convicted and I don't know about it, but I knowingly permit him to work with kids, that makes me guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor. Would you mind rewording that to knowingly or permits another person knowing that person has been convicted? Right now it says knowingly permits them, and it doesn't leave anything in there saying they know about the conviction or not. It just says knowingly allows them.
I guess if I might speak to that.
You may speak to it.
Representative Monroe, I don't have any problem with the way that's worded, but I guess I understand that you do. But knowingly permits another person who has been convicted of child abuse. In other words, using Representative Hennies is not a good example, I don't think. Who would have him do that anyway? But I don't understand your problem with that. If you knowingly permit Representative Hennies, who has been convicted, what's wrong with that?
What I'm saying is I might not know he's been convicted, but I knowingly allow him.
Well, then, if you don't know that he's been convicted, you would not have a problem.
Thank you. Further action on 1274 is amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
I move to pass on 1274 as amended.
Representative Michaels made the motion to approve 1274 as amended, seconded by McCauley. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Monroe.
I have a substitute motion to amend. I think I'm right on this one.
We'll find out.
State your substitute motion, Representative Monroe.
On page 2 on line 4. After person, strike who, and insert knowing that person. In the beginning of the sentence, strike out knowingly. So it would read, permits another person knowing that person has been convicted of child abuse.
Is there a second to the amendment to the 1275 is amended. Is there a second? Second by McCauley. Any discussion on the motion? Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the amended of 1274 as amended, indicate by saying aye. Oh, God. Okay, roll call. Secretary, call the roll.
Hartley.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Hennies.
No.
Jensen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
McNactigal.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
Galandra.
Aye.
Michaels.
No.
Brown.
No. The amendment was passed on a vote of 10 yeas, 3 nays.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
I move to pass as amended.
Second.
Motion made by Michaels, seconded by Madsen. Do pass as amended. Any discussion? If not, Secretary, call the roll. All in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Bartley.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Pennies.
Aye.
Jensen.
Yes.
Mattson.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Yes.
Noctegal.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
Belandra.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye. House Bill 1274 was duly passed on a vote of 13 yeas, no nays, and will go to the House. I believe we're going to have no time for another bill.